On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Tori, and welcome to my podcast. Thanks for joining me. That's how Ron does it, sort of. You know, thank you, greetings, the pleasantries and stuff. I just jump right in usually and just tell you it's me, and you're here. And you've made a conscious effort to click a link and listen. Okay, maybe you've done it before, maybe you haven't done it before. So, I don't know, welcome, enjoy. It's short and sweet. It's not anything drawn out. I don't usually have interviews, although sometimes I may, but probably not today. Anywho, yeah. So I saw Thor Ragnarok over the weekend, and it was great. Yeah, I really like the Marvel movies, and I had a good time. I actually, the day I was going to the movie that night, I watched Thor again. I mean, I saw it in 2012. It came out in 2011, and I hadn't seen it in 5 years. So I thought, let me refamiliarize myself with Thor, and I did, but I didn't see The Dark World. So what happened is after I got home from watching Thor, I put on The Dark World and started to watch that. But it was kind of long and it was late and I fell asleep. But I did finish it. So I do know the whole story now. And of course, I love Tom Hiddleston and he's great. And Chris Hemsworth, Australian guy. Everybody's like British and Australian in these movies, like Anthony Hopkins and Cate Blanchett. And I mean, this is mostly British people. Which is fine. I like that. Or Australian. You know what I'm saying. But anyway. So, a couple of things. If you are familiar with Marvel movies, and I hope you are, they're great. At the end, the credits, okay? Please keep this in mind. Listen to me. Hear me out. After the movie's over, they do a few short credits. And then they show a clip. Then they do long credits. Don't leave. Because there's a clip at the very end, okay? So at the movies, some people left when the short credits came, and I'm like, ha ha, like Nelson. But anyway, a lot of people stayed, and then watched the little clip, and then people left, and they didn't sit through the whole credits, but some people did, and I was one of them, obviously, and it was great because it's a little thing, and Jeff Goldblum was at the very, very end, okay? So, and I'm not giving any spoilers away, so. I mean, see it. If you have nothing to do, it got very good reviews. And the only other really good movie playing that got better reviews than that was Three Billboards. And I really would like to see that at some point. But if I don't get to the movies to see it, that's what streaming is for later. Now, at the movies, I told you this before, they have a bar room now. I mean, it's not a bar room. It's a bar in the middle of the theater. Because apparently people have to drink. And I've been over this when I did my live feed at Boston Garden. I guess it's TD Garden. Whatever. Everything's sponsored now. But you walk around that place and there's just alcohol, alcohol, alcohol. Clubs with alcohol. Private membership alcohol. You got to drink there. It's if you're trying to stop drinking, don't go to TD Garden because there's alcohol in your face. Okay? Now, at the movie theater, within the last couple of years, they've started doing this too. Okay? You can get your drink on. Or you can just bring drink with you. Bring a little nip bottle. I mean, that's how the pros do it, right? Okay, still. Anywho, the point it being here is water is $5. If you want to get a bottle of water, it's like $4.75. Basically $5, okay? You want to get a beer, it's $6. What is that about? My buddy Peter noticed that. He was like, beer's got to be 10 bucks. I'm like, I don't think so. They wouldn't sell any. He goes, yeah, but water's $5. I'm like, yeah, but, and then he looked, we looked at the price. We didn't have to buy. The price is right there. You can see. And that's what it was. I mean, they have wine for like $8 a glass or something. Stop it. just, you know, nip bottle. Again, what do they cost? $1. Stick it in your pocket and you'll be fine. I mean, not that I'm saying to do that, but are you really going to pay all that money for alcohol? I don't think so. Just don't even drink then. Why are you drinking? Stop it. I have a cure for the hiccups, so they don't have a hold of me. Although, I will say this, I get them maybe once a year, and it's awful. I would still rather have the hiccups than throw up even once. I'd rather have the hiccups for 2 hours than throw up once. Isn't that awful? It's weird, but that's me, you know, diaphragm thing. That's all the diaphragm in the stomach area. I don't like that. It's a lot of stress. But, okay, so I had the hiccups last week. It's my annual hiccup event. Apparently, I drink some soda and I can get them. It's touchy. Sometimes you get one little hiccup and you can, oh, catch it. Okay. Let me just relax, breathe slowly. Don't get excited because as soon as you get alarmed, that's what they feed off of. I think it's your fast breath or heart rate or something. So just calm down, relax. But relaxing doesn't always work, okay? Drinking water doesn't work. Scaring someone, stop it. Don't even do that. That's ridiculous. Don't do that. That doesn't work. Holding your breath. I mean, these are just off the top of my head. I didn't even look up hiccup remedies. I'm not going to do that because I don't care what it says. I already have the cure. And I hiccuped for like a half an hour until I'm like, you know what? I've had enough of this. It's exhausting. I really don't like it. Plus it's loud. It's obnoxious. Sometimes you think they're going to go and then they don't. Okay. This is the only way to do it. But for me. Okay. It may not work for you. Whatever. I make a bowl of cereal, okay, and I'm 4 bites in and they're gone. It's something about the chewing and the swallowing. Milk is, you know, your food is going down your throat as you, without swallowing. It's just sort of happening. And then as you swallow, you push it down more. You know what I'm saying? So it's that function of your throat muscles, your diaphragm. It's all working in conjunction to eliminate the hiccups. It steadies the rhythms, okay? And then I have a whole bowl of cereal when I only needed 4 bites, okay? 3 or 4 bites, maximum. Sometimes it might take me a little longer, maybe 6 bites or 7, but still, I finish the bowl of cereal because why waste a bowl of cereal? And then the hiccups are gone. But listen, then you have to relax for a while because you're prone to get them again quicker. You might, you know, they might catch you off guard. So I was going to watch a movie or something on the computer, whatever. What should I watch? TV series? I don't know, something. But I made a point that it not be funny because I knew if I started laughing, it would just be ridiculous. They would happen again. I'm not eating more cereal. So I had to watch a stupid drama and I really want to watch Lady Dynamite. But I knew if I watch Lady Dynamite, I am going to laugh till I cannot breathe and tears are running down my face. And I had to pause it. Back up, watch a little, you know, see it again and laugh some more and then continue with my life. That show is hilarious. Maria Bamford is the best. Anyway, you do have a sense when your hiccups have left you of the peace. It's almost like you can sense that they've left. For me anyway, maybe I'm just like a psychic spiritual being. I don't know, but I feel that peace and I'm like, oh yeah, they're gone and they're gone. Okay, that's all. I would kiss the ground she walks on, 'cause it's my word she'll obey now. Did you hear that? 'Cause it's my word she'll obey. What is that even about? Okay, that's the Four Tops. Ain't no woman like the one I got. Yeah, so that's like from 1972. And of course, things were different then, I thought. So I started listening to some other Motown songs and I'm thinking, you know, let me just get into these lyrics a little bit and find out what's happening. Because I thought it was like a women's movement back then. Okay. Roe versus Wade and all kinds of stuff was happening in the 70s. Pretty sure I was a child, but I remember. Okay. Now, some other lyrics were something about belonging to me. She belongs to me. Okay, I'm not talking Carly Simon, who sang it about a guy. No. Like, you belong to me. I'm not talking about that. This is different. Okay, it's a man about a woman that belongs to him. And then there was something else about the woman stays at home. Like, that's where she's supposed to be. Now, I mean, it's almost like he didn't say kitchen, but he did say she stays at home, something like that. And I can't remember the name of that song, but it was there. It was a thing. I was writing this stuff down. I'm like, oh my God, really? This is happening. Now, it's fine if the woman, you know, chooses to be at home, you know, or wants to be at home, but he's like supposed to be where she's supposed to be. Okay, see, that's where it's a little dicey for me. So, I mean, I don't listen to a lot of rap these days, so maybe that's a thing that's still happening with modern lyrics, and, you know, women are being a little put in their places, perhaps? I don't know. I don't approve of it. I don't know. Again, maybe country music. They talk about, you know, pots and pans and cooking and wearing dresses. I don't know, because I'm not listening to those lyrics. But this one I happen to hear, and I've heard these songs many times, and it just finally dawned on me. What am I hearing? What? Wait, hold on. And that was what it was. I still like the music. I'm just dissecting the lyrics, and I'm basically just doing this for a podcast. I mean, I don't necessarily go out in conversation and talk about this with people. As a matter of fact, most of the stuff here I talk about, these little bits, I don't talk about with other people. They're specially for you, for my listening audience. And that's what I'm going to stick with. And I don't really go out and talk to a lot of people anyway. Okay, so that's what's happening here. You know.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother. The youngest one in curls.
Yeah, and one of those girls would be Jan. And you know where I'm going with this? Okay, well, there was, it's Twitter, it's tweeting. I don't do it, but I kind of read up on it. You know, I'm more of a Facebook person, as you know. Anyway, so this Bahara guy, Barara. You know what? It's late right now. You don't even know what time it is. It could be tomorrow, for all you know. But anyway, he was comparing Trump to Jan Brady after Donald Trump tweeted, Russia, Russia, Russia. And of course, brilliant. It does, you know, remind one of Marsha. So he said, you know, the president of the United States is Jan Brady. Because, of course, Donald Trump is tweeting about all the stuff he's accomplished. And people keep talking about Russia. This is despite the economy and booming and I've done more and blah, blah, blah. Okay, well, you know, Russia's not going away. We've talked about this, comrade. And thankfully, yep, they're, you know, digging. And I will say this every week, if necessary, that there's a Dutch documentary that was done. It was released on YouTube last spring. You can find it there free. It was the people that Donald Trump has been associated with for many, many years. I mean, that's a matter of record. And the people he knows and does business with have. And, you know, again, the Goombas over in Russia. It's a thing. They found out. You can watch it if you want. But people watching Fox News don't care anyway. They don't believe it. So I really thought, you know, that was pretty funny. He was the former U.S. attorney, Preet Bharara. Anyway, I can't say it. I can't focus right now. But anyway, yeah, so that happened. That was the thing. And I thought it was pretty genius. It's something I would do. Make that tweet. If I tweeted. Which I don't.
Shall not fear no man but God, though I walk through the valley of death. I shall see no deceit, if I sit down before I wait. Please, God, walk with me, grab me, and take me to heaven.
The only thing I want to mention here is something I've been meaning to mention for, the last year, pretty much. And I never do, but let me just throw it in there real quick. We're trying to change the vernacular. When people say committed suicide, okay, you commit a crime. Okay, so anytime you see someone say commit suicide or in print or in the internet or wherever, if you can kindly, nicely maybe correct them, it's a movement I'm part of and I've been part of. And it's, you know, took his or her own life, died by suicide. is fine also. It's not fine to do that, of course, but I mean, that's the vernacular, what, you know, the word to say. Not committed, you commit a crime. It's really, I wish it would just not be talked about like that, but there's really not much to do. It's everywhere. It's very difficult to change something in, you know, that's been said over and over for decades to try to, you know, make it, again, politically correct, politically incorrect. More like feelings and what's right. And don't ever say, did they commit suicide? Just don't. Or did he or she commit suicide? Don't. I just don't. I mean, did they die by suicide? Again, you can use the word suicide, but it's die by, okay? Or took his or her own life. That's acceptable. And you can listen to me or not listen to me, but that's what a lot of people prefer. And I'm one of them. And I will do my darndest, as I do, to try to educate in a nice way. And I like to be nice if I can, about things that do make sense. Thank you.
I wouldn't call myself a social butterfly, and there's not much that separates me from the other guy. But when I log in, I begin to
So Facebook, yeah, that's a Facebook song. You can look it up. It's called Facebook Song. Isn't that cool? Yeah, that's how I get a lot of these music. I just type in, you know, whatever topic I'm on. And usually there's a song. There's a hiccup song. There's any kind of song you want. So there. Anyhow. Yeah, Facebook. Let me just say this very quickly, because, I mean, I could talk about social media for a whole show. I mean, I could do a social media podcast every week, probably. So I don't get too into it. I talk about it here and there. Ron and I talk about it here and there. Of course, it's life. It's not just Facebook. It's social media. Obviously, Twitter is very important to some people now as well. And we have Instagram, which I refuse to join because it's pictures and stuff, I think. And why do I need more time on the internet when I'm trying to get less time on the internet? Okay. Less time. I'm not trying to spend more time online. Okay. So there's that. But I do have Facebook. I do have social media. And I've been doing that for 7 years. Going on 8. Because it's the end of the year. We're looking at December next week, folks. I mean, this week. Oh my God. It's December this week. I just thought of that. Way I am way digressing here. Yeah. Facebook. Well, people that only share Facebook memories, they are so lazy. Oh my God. They just click, you know, up, share. Oh, my memory's up. Let's share this. Let me say this again. And you know what I noticed about a lot of these pages? People are doing this memory sharing. No one's saying anything, myself included. Barely. I barely get anybody noticing. Okay, so to me, that means people don't appreciate these Facebook memories. They don't like them. They saw this. I read this. Why are you saying it again, you ding-dong? You know, be original. Think of something new. However, I mean, I'm no one to judge, and I don't want to tell you how to Facebook, and I call it Fartbook, and I call it Farcebook. I have many things I call it that are kind of similar. But anyway, I usually just abbreviate it FB, you know, like everybody else. So, yeah, you can basically do what you want. I mean, you can friend who you want, unfriend, block, say what you want, don't say, don't like, unlike, frown, happy, mad. You know, they should have an eye roll icon, I really think, because I want to eye roll things. But now they have a whole selection of more emoticons or emojis or something, whatever the new catchphrase is, that you can put up to express what you feel. Boy, remember when it was just a thumbs up? Do you remember that? Like a long time ago, you could give it a thumbs up and like, and that's it. End. Over. Done. There wasn't anything else. Now, oh boy, you can express many, many emotions, which I think is fine because we want to be clear. Although I do see one in particular person, no names please, who keeps laughing, putting the ha-ha face. It is called literally ha-ha. The ha-ha face, I think. I'm pretty sure. Anyway, it's a laughing face. And it's this person puts it on some of my pictures or something, and it's not, I mean, maybe they think it's a smile, maybe they can't see too good, and it looks like a happy face, but it's specifically laughing. Be very careful with these icons, people. Boy, I'm getting way off track. I really wanted to just talk about the Facebook memories and how you're abusing them and stop it. No one cares. We barely cared the first time. We're not caring the second time, myself included. I hate to do it. I rarely post a memory. But, you know, Facebook's come a long way and you have different, you know, emotions you can project and do it correctly now. So we don't, there's no misunderstanding. Although sometimes I have accidentally clicked with my funny fat fingers the wrong emoticon. And you're like, oh, scramble, scramble. I don't love it. I like it. I don't want to get over carried away here. No love, no love. Only like, only like. And you know what? I see it when you're doing to me. If I catch it, it shows if I'm sitting, if I'm online, they say, oh, love. And then they wait. Oh, they backtrack and go like. I say, oh, okay. I see what you did there. You was, you know, overstepping. I see. You doing to correct it. But I saw it and I probably took a screenshot of it. So I see what you originally did and I will show you later, haha, that I saw that. So maybe just don't even go to my page and look at anything and then you're probably better off, you're safe. Now, when I do go to block people, and it's happened. Matter of fact, I can't prove this, but at some point I may if I can talk to Facebook about proving it. I have the most blocked people on Facebook. Not people that have blocked me, because I wouldn't know that. I have blocked more people on Facebook. It's in the four digits. That's over 1,000. I probably have the number one position. And I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. I just, you know what? All done. A lot of people I don't know that I block because I might have gotten into a conversation on a public thread. All set. I'm all set with you. Okay? Have a nice life. So most of them are people I don't know, to be fair. I don't know 1,000 people. Do you? Really? No, you don't. So... But what I was going to say was when you block someone, when you hover over, when I'm on my laptop, I don't really block people on my phone, on the handheld. I'm not really, I just kind of read stuff on there. I don't like tapping away with my fat fingers, I mentioned. But anyway, if I'm on my laptop, desktop, whatever, the way it's set up on Facebook, the block button there, it's hovering. When you scroll down to block, it hovers right over the add friend. And I don't think that's a mistake. Because if you're not super, super careful, okay, you will click the add friend when you want to block. And boy, is that going to be embarrassing. I mean, it'll send right away. And then you can still like, oh, fix it and block them. And so like just like shudder and pretend it didn't happen. And hopefully they'll just forget about it too. But there's a chance, you know, it'll still show up on their little notification. And even if you block them and that it happened, like, oh, so Janet Smith blocked me. Oh, really? First, she thought she wanted to be my friend. Oh, now she wants to block me. Oh, I see how it is, Janet. Oh, what's going on there? Yeah, I thought everything was fine. Oh, I guess it's not. Well, you know what? That's fine. Just get on with your life and your day. You're welcome. Boy, that's some bad quality. That's right out of the Himalayas, it sounds like. It sounds like they recorded it there and we're hearing it maybe live from the Himalayas. Yeah, well, anyway. Well, that was weird. But the point is, a Himalayan salt lamp, okay? That's what I want for Christmas. I mean, Christmas is coming in like less than a month, right? Okay, so I don't like this holiday and I don't really get anything and that's fine. I mean, my brother gets me. Family gets you stuff, right? It's just about family. I don't have friends, basically. So it's just family. And that's good. I think Christmas is mostly for children. It should be only for children. Okay. That's where the joy comes from. Adults, whatever. You're on your own. Man, you got money. Go buy something. You want a new coat? Go buy a new coat. Okay. You don't need to get one for Christmas. But, you know, it's kind of fun sometimes. Sometimes and once a year. Once a year. Okay. So I was thinking I'd like a Himalayan salt lamp. They're not that expensive. And I think the benefits will be good for me because I live basically in a one-room. And I just need a little one. They say you got to let it run low all the time, 24 hours, to get the full effect of the ions, something that gets out of the air. And they're bad for you. And your negative and positive energies, like a battery or something. But anyway, the light thing might bother me, though. So I'm on the fence. I'd like one, but I don't know if I want to run it at night. Because when I go to sleep, you know, here's a little secret, a Tory secret. I want complete darkness. Quiet darkness. Well, the quiet, not so much because my ears ring and I have ringing in my ear problems. So I have to like have ocean waves or something till I go to sleep for 15 minutes. It doesn't take me long to sleep at all. Less than 15 minutes when I hit the bed. Now, but I like pitch dark. The digital clock way across the room, I can, it's okay. It's fine. But I don't want any of the lights. Okay, laptop lights, cell phone lights. I put my cell phone upside down so it won't like alert me in the middle of the night with a light. Okay, nothing. Okay, so I was saying Himalayan salt lamp. So if it has to be on all the time, I might have to put it in a corner and surrounded by boxes or books. I can't really see it, but it's not going to work. Maybe I should forget this whole Himalayan salt lamp thing. I mean, I've been doing all right without it. I mean, I haven't really been doing all right without it. And I don't know how much it will really help. But I also want a laptop cooling fan because my laptop overheats. Never buy HP. They overheat. So I go through laptop cooling fans like nobody's business. So those couple things. My brother will probably give me an Amazon gift certificate. And I'll probably just get those with them. The lamp and the laptop fan. You know, that's about all I need. I say I don't need jewelry and fancy clothes and trips and all that stuff. That's a couple items. Little items. So, you know, cheer me up a little bit. That's all I'm saying. Do my podcast. Cheers me up. Decided curious is a nice way of saying nosy. Yes, Tori's pet peeves. Okay. Today, I would like to say my pet peeve is people that talk. No, you know, that's not completely entirely true because that's what I'm doing right now. Dog, ain't it? Well, you know, let me expand on that a little bit. All right, people that say things, I don't know if it's an idiom or what it is they're saying, but they start out with all due respect. You know what? Don't even say that to me. Don't. I don't say it. I've never said it. Prove I've ever said that once and I haven't, okay? I'm not like Donald Trump either. You know, like say things and then I said I didn't say it. I never said this. And I don't want to say it. And you shouldn't say it either because what happens after is nothing respectful. When you say with all due respect, you're going to start talking rude, okay? Don't preface it, okay? Don't say that. And also, what's the other one? Don't say, no offense, but you're going to offend somebody. All right, leave it alone. You know what? Don't. Just don't even talk then. You're the people that are talking, they need to stop talking. Oh, and there's a saying too. People that say age before beauty. Okay, enough. I know you're trying to be funny and it's a joke, but you know what? My mother doesn't think it's funny. And that's all I'm saying. Okay, so stop. And that is going to do it for this edition of Tori. I want to thank you for joining me. You liking my pleasantries? I like it. It's okay. I can go with this for a while. So when I talk at you again, it will be December. Ooh, there's a cold month full of holidays and cheer and snow and, you know, old lang syne. Because New Year's is coming and let's hope 2018 is going to be great. Maybe I'll do a New Year's Eve special. I'll think about that. I probably won't though, but you never know with me. I would never, just you know what, never second guess for because anything goes pretty much on here. Except I don't like to drop F-bombs. I don't do that. But you know, I might be thinking it. And you can, you know what, fill in the blanks if you choose. And I will also, you will hear me on Friday with Ron Van Dam. And that's how I'll go. All right, and anything else I think of, I will hold that thought until December. All right, peace out.